The Chi 105, our lunchtime bistro. It's Carolyn here with you until 3 o'clock this afternoon. All sorts going on in this hour. Some of the tunes that you've chosen. Plus, we're also giving you a chance to win with EasyJet and Park Plaza. A great trip to London. I'll tell you about that later. But hey, festival season almost upon us. Who are the crowd pullers in 2012? Who are the big acts, do you think? Who do you want to see at a festival? And you know, apart from the big stars, we also like a bit of old school too. Of course we do. We're going to be talking very shortly to Martin Kemp from Spandau Ballet about some of the biggest festivals, biggest performances over the years. But first, for anybody, in case you need it, and I'm sure you don't, but I just want to play some Spandau, let's remember some of those hits. Now you're living in the lifeline, we're moving in the lifeline, we're walking. Gold, always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're in. Some great tunes from the band Spandau Ballet that doesn't define Martin Kemp, I have to say, but certainly a huge, big part of his life. I'm delighted that he's joining us today. Martin, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you for having me. That sounded so nice hearing that.
Was it good to hear all those
tunes?
I
thought I'd been forgotten about. That was.
Well, tell me, do you know what? I was just sitting here thinking about the first time I ever heard Spandau Ballet, and I have to say, I mean, it was different for us back in 1980, even if we heard To Cut a Long Story Short. Do you look back with pride, or do you look back thinking, oh, wish people would just forget about that?
I look back with absolute pride. I'm proud of everything we did. You know, the band was a huge part of my life and a huge part of everybody's life around me. My parents, you know, my brothers, everybody's. And I'm very proud of it. I'm proud of what the records we recorded. I'm proud of the clothes that we wore. Because it, you know why? Because it all came from us.
That's right.
It wasn't like somebody was asking us to sing a certain style, or it wasn't asking. People weren't asking us to wear certain things so that we all look the same. It all came from inside of us. It was our creation. And so why shouldn't you be proud?
I wonder today, if Spandau Ballet was about today and you were fresh today, you were young and fresh and brand new, would the record companies allow you to be as you were? I don't think you would.
No, of course not.
That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Well, because bands nowadays mostly are put together, which is really sad.
Yeah.
But that is a fact. And record companies like to be in control of all the ins and outs of a band, including within a deal they do for a new band nowadays, is usually wrapped up is your live performances, mm-hmm. and what you're going to wear. And it's, for me, it's ridiculous, because it's about, a band should be about a bunch of guys getting together and expressing themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's why at the moment we're in a hole where popular culture for kids is disappearing.
Yeah. I suppose you lose your creativity if you're not even allowed to write your own songs. You're not allowed to make your own music and have the room to develop.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's why whenever I look at this list that I've got, the top 10 festival list of all time, most of them, I mean, 6 out of 10 of them are before 1990.
That's right. That's absolutely right. I mean, for me as well, my favourites are the old ones as well, I have to say. My favourite on the whole list is the Rolling Stones, Hyde Park, 1969. I mean, I would have given anything to be there.
Yeah.
It was only a few days after Brian Jones had died.
Yeah.
They released the Butterflies in the Boxes. You remember that piece of footage that I know so well, almost as if I was there. And for me, it was great. You know, there's some interesting ones as well. Johnny Cash at Glastonbury, the Bob Dylan at Newport, Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock, of course. But the one that surprises me the most is Beyoncé at Glastonbury.
Yeah, I mean, we have people here in the office who were actually there at that show and said she was absolutely fantastic. But a surprise for me as well, because I've seen her live. I've seen her in concert.
Yeah.
And out of that entire list, she's the person I would least like to see at a festival.
But, you know, I think it shows you where the kind of festivals are going. They're completely different crowds than they used to be now. They used to be in the 80s. Like in the 80s, it used to be the realm of the heavy metal bands.
Yes, that's
right.
That's
why you went to a festival.
That's right.
To see Iron Maiden.
Yeah,
But nowadays it's not. Nowadays it's kind of our equivalent of America's spring break. where kids pack up, they put their, they get their tents and they, you know, they get their lunches and they go off to the festival. And that's why I think the atmospheres are changing. Mm. And there's different kinds of festivals that are springing up everywhere, especially this year with the Olympics coming on. You know, 2012, we're all going to be slightly more cosmopolitan. Mm-hmm. And there's different kinds of festivals. There's a festival, for instance, Eurostar Traction.com.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And that's happening. And that's going to bring in all different bands from Europe and France and Germany and Belgium that we're not really sure about, mm. but are kind of underlying.
Well, that's a bit brave, isn't it? Because a lot of the time we need to know who we're going to see. And it's not cheap to go to these festivals. I mean, a weekend's going to cost you a few hundred quid, at least.
Absolutely. It's not cheap. But I think what you want to do is mix it with bands that you know and bands that you haven't quite heard of before, so that you learn something new. I mean, I was really lucky, you know, growing up in music, my taste is really varied, from, you know, classical to pop to heavy metal. Mm-hmm. And I like it all, and I like discovering new things. Mm-hmm. So when someone shows me something new, I really enjoy that, you know. And I think that's what Traction is trying to do, is to show new bands to different people.
Martin, I know that I haven't got a lot of time with you.
Yeah,
and
no problem.
I'm such a big fan. I need to ask you a couple of things before I let you go. The EastEnders thing, now I know it was a long time ago. It was like 10 years ago. But do still people still see you as Steve?
Well, different people see me as different things. You know, it all depends, I think, what age group you are. I think the younger kids see me as Steve, and then there's older guys see me in Spandau Ballet, and there's some of the guys down a pub will see me as Reggie Cray.
Yes,
you know.
So, yes, okay, so you changed. It all depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what
was
that like for you? Whenever it became so, you became so successful, you became such a strong character in that program. Were you surprised?
I don't think you would say I was surprised, because I think when I read the character, I really liked it as well.
Uh-huh.
And it was a really easy character to play for me. And it was probably the nicest 3 years that I've ever had in entertainment.
Now, did you feel after the 3 years that the time was over, now you had to move on and do something else?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, because you realise in a show like that, in a real, you know, a returning drama, is that the story, there's only so many storylines, and they go around again and again, but in different clothes.
Yes, of course.
And you wear a different suit to, you know, portray the same storyline, basically.
Yeah.
And I think once you've been around a couple of times, you start to realise that maybe the time is come to move on.
We're going to see you, because I know that you filmed in Belfast a couple of years ago. The best years, Romeo and Juliet love story,
in the midst of Protestant
and Catholic unrest.
That's right.
Right here in Northern Ireland. How was that?
That was fantastic. I love filming in Ireland. You know, Northern Ireland. In fact, I was talking to someone today. I think I'm dying to get back there, because I want to go to the Titanic exhibition.
Well, of course, everybody's talking about it. Now, it's only a couple of days till it opens, and
yeah.
we're all dying to get in to have a look at it ourselves.
Yeah, me too. Next time I'm there, I'm going to book a later flight, come home later and get to see
that. Yeah, come in and see us, wouldn't you, Martin? Just I'd
love
to talk
to
you a wee bit more. I know you're under pressure to leave and
that's all right.
do other
That's
things.
No problem at all.
But if you are in Belfast, please pop in for a coffee. We'd love to see you.
Absolutely, you
and
got me.
We'll look out for you on that programme, the movie, The Best Years, and also the other movie, Cross McGlen. I don't know, you're starring alongside Ben Kingsley in that.
Well, Cross McGlen is a project that's hopefully will happen by the end of the year, so that's kind of early to talk about that one, but that's kind of fingers crossed, because that's going to be a fantastic movie when it gets made.
Yeah,
but they've been talking about it talking to me for about a year now, so it's one that it keeps moving backwards and backwards, but it's a fabulous script if it ever gets made.
Well, any chance of Spandau Ballet getting back together? We're going to see you at any festivals in the near future?
I can't say Spandau is going to get back together this year. I think, do you know why? I think the Olympics is kind of overrunning everything.
Uh-huh.
And lots of bands that do want to get back together are kind of avoiding that kind of mass ticket rush.
Yeah.
That is going to be a nightmare in the summer, but hopefully the year after.
Yeah, because you enjoyed that a few years ago, didn't you? Well, everybody seemed to give it a good response, and the fact that you guys got back together for the reunion tour.
I loved it. You know, I would do it in a heartbeat, to be honest.
Well,
you know,
I hope you do.
It was one of the best years I've had, I would say, in entertainment.
You come and see us whenever you get that sorted out. We'd love to see you here in Belfast.
Okay,
I'm sure you'd
too.
Sell out. Can you just tell me one song that we could finish off with? I've been asking the listeners, and they've given me so many I can't pick. have you a favourite from back in the day?
Yeah, absolutely. My favourite is, and it's not True and it's not Gold, it's Through the Barricades.
That's your favourite? That's interesting to hear that. That's your favourite?
It's my favourite song. You know, it kind of was the most emotional concert I'd ever played. Was the first time that we played Through the Barricades at, I think it was the King's Hall in Belfast.
Yeah.
And just seeing on people's faces how much that song meant to them is deep in my memory.
It's lovely to talk to you, Martin. Thank you so much for taking the time.
No problem at all.
And yeah, come and see us. Good luck with everything that you're up to. I know you've got loads going on there, so all the very best, all right?
All right, lovely.
Take care, Martin.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Isn't that just a lovely guy? Martin Kemp from Spandau Ballet. Like I say, it doesn't define him, obviously, because he's been doing so much success under his belt. Lovely to chat with him. So this is the one that he's picked out as his favourite, based on the memories as well that he has from performing right here in Belfast.
Mother doesn't know where love has gone. She says it must be youth that keeps us feeling strong. I see her in a face that's turned to ice. And when she smiles, she shows the lines of sacrifice. And now I know what they're saying. As our sun begins to fade, and we made our love on wasteland and through the barricades. Father made my history and fought for what he thought would set us somehow. Taught me what to say in school. I learned it off by heart, but now that's torn in two. Now I know what they're saying in the music of the parade. And we made our love on wasteland and through. Another boy.
Balearics, been there. Canaries, been there too.